is what does it mean for the Browns? Probably more losing, but we will in about 20 minutes. We are going to get into the Cavs conversation here, but because the Cavs are back and we actually have some things to look forward to tonight on the road in Toronto. They're, I want to say the last time I checked, a 6.5-point favorite here.
Yep.
We also have Ross Tucker coming up in 1 hour. Daryl's going to join us at 5:20 today. Big Shot Bob, Robert Ory's joining us at 6. And I don't think we, either of us, have hit this question head on, which is Kevin Stefanski safe? And the reason why I think it's such a pertinent question right now is, with this announcement today, it's so old Brownsian, right? The idea of logic or lack thereof of the guy that the only reason he has a job in AVP is in New England is because Deshaun Watson, and it was supposed to build an offense for Deshaun. The second Deshaun gets hurt, now it's Ken Dorsey's show. That's such a old Brownsian thing to do at 1-6. It's the first time, Danny, at any point that I considered Kevin might not even make it to January.
Yeah, I think that's the reality we're living in, where we could see the Browns fire the two-time Coach of the Year less than 12 months after winning a Coach of the Year award. I think that is on the table. I do. I don't think his job is safe.
Well, but
I really don't.
The whole time I thought, listen, there, because I mean, I feel like I was the first person to start saying things like, guys, this doesn't look like this is more than just Deshaun is really bad at football and is a shell of himself as a human being. This is really problematic when a team has so many self-inflicted things that 100% line up with coaching or leadership. Like, that's, even if you were trying to you know, you're a car with a flat tire and the flat tire is Deshaun, there's just a lack of sign of life so early in the season that, like, and I thought John Greco said it perfect with the Monty Boys earlier this week, where he said, like, nobody in the NFL is doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of the veteran teams, certainly, and teams coming off winning seasons, no one's doing what you're doing. So I feel like I've been the person sounding the alarms about coaching and leadership and things that, and even I, if you had asked me 2 weeks ago, any chance Kevin Stefanski gets fired before the end of the season, I always would have gone, you owe it to Kevin, let him finish out the season, and then you have to make a decision. Like, that's just, I think every team, I feel like we just act like every coach has like 100% safe until they don't. No, I think the entire NFL fluctuates on any given time. Even coaches we love and respect, I guarantee you. Like, there was a time where Baltimore almost ran off John Harbaugh.
I mean, there was conversation about Mike Tomlin last year.
Yes. And, like, so it's every situation is more fluid than we realize. But I don't, I like, to me, it's shocking. It is shocking to me, as somebody who I feel like I have not had kid gloves with Kevin Stefanski. I have had my questions. And sometimes I've gone harder. Sometimes I've been like, I see what he does. I kind of see the value there. But it is shocking to me, as a person with the most ardent criticism of Kevin on this station, to then be sitting here and thinking, is it the bye week? Because the other pressure that will come is if they get to 1-6, 1-7, 1-8, 1-9 is, there's a guy in the building who would be the slam dunk home run hire that if you wanted to put a Band-Aid on the boo-boo that is your relationship with the fans, hiring Mike Vrabel, there's not a single person out there that wouldn't go full chub for Mike Vrabel as the Browns head coach. So I think that's where I'm at of, like, again, I'm not saying that should happen now. I'm not saying I'm advocating that. If the job opens up, I want Mike Vrabel. I'll go on that. But there's the whole pesky little thing about Kevin Stefanski being the head coach. But man, I'll tell you, it is shocking to me, even today, even with Deshaun, even with, I don't know why it took 3 years to try and build a different offense around Deshaun, even with everything, that now I'm not 100% certain that Kevin makes it to December, let alone January.
Yeah, and it is a terrible place to be. I can't believe we're here. Like, if I would have said this to you last, after the win, what was it, Christmas Eve, they played Houston, when they, you know,
just boat raced them,
destroyed them,
the regular season 200 yes, plus yards. Yep.
If I would have told you after that win, hey, 10 months from now, Kevin Stefanski might get fired.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have said then? Because that is just how insane this entire season has been, that we're talking about a guy who could do almost no wrong. last year, especially once Deshaun Watson was hurt, even while Deshaun Watson was healthy, which was a weird situation to deal with because, you know, we remember that second half against Baltimore, which I'm glad we don't have to hear about anymore. But he was in and out of the lineup a ton before that. And it was a really tough balance, I think, for Kevin and for the team last year before that season-ending injury.
I would have said Haslam's going to Haslam, by the way.
But that's kind of, is that where we're at? Like, is that what is happening here?
I
don't know that it's not.
Yeah, I'll go back to it. People think that it's got as ugly as it's going to get. Nope.
There's always a chance. It can always get worse.
And you've got certain guys in that locker room, like a guy like Miles. And I have had my criticism of Miles and how he handled things on Sunday. I also said yesterday, you trade that guy, I might be done being a Browns fan. Actually, I said I am done being a Browns fan because he is still one of the three best players you've had in the last 40 years. Like, this is not just since 99. But, like, guys, they get to 1-9. Miles is going to have some things to say.
Yeah.
And it's not going to reflect well on Kevin.
Right.
It's not just that. I mean, Newsom is a talker. They got dudes that are going to talk. Mm-hmm. And that is going to get really uncomfortable because there's only one way for ownership to kind of take it. So, yeah, I think, like, for me, he's not safe. And not just safe, like, in January. If you said 3 weeks from now, if you told me right now, 3 weeks from now, he's fired, I can't refute it.
No.
I'm not saying it's the right move. I want to be very clear here because we're so close to it that me trying to tell you what's going on with Kevin and how much is on Kevin and how much is on Andrew and how much is on Haslam and Dee Podesta, like, I don't know right now. That's why I'm trying to ask some of these questions so I can figure out what I think. I don't want this for Kevin. And I also, by the way, one of the things that has become like a trope in sports media is now, well, he'll have a job tomorrow. That's not what I'm not concerned about that.
No,
you have to make your decision.
Right.
But the idea that I can't tell you definitively 3 weeks from now he's safe, I don't know how that makes anybody feel good.
Well, it shouldn't make anybody feel good because Kevin Stefanski is not having a good year as a head coach. He's not having a good year as a play caller. He's not having a good year, period. That doesn't mean he forgot how to do all those things really well and at a really high level, because we've seen proof of him being able to do that. You don't forget how to do those things. You just don't. But I have no reason. I'm with you. Like, if he was fired, their bye week is coming up in 2 weeks. If he's fired at the bye week, would that stun me? No, because I have no reason to trust this organization. Somebody's going to have to be the fall guy. I have no reason to trust the organization to make it somebody other than him.
Well, and here's the other thing. Their decision's going to be made for them if the locker room doesn't play for Kevin. And listen, I think we conflate this conversation all the time. I think it's easy to watch guys follow people like Vrabel, who are leader of men or, you know, big bros with big personalities. I think it's easy. By the way, those guys lose the locker room too.
Yeah.
So, but I think my point is, it's easy to see those guys in action. With Kevin, it's just tougher because his style is so completely different. And I think that's, like, it's just, yes, there's change. Finally, change has come. I don't know it leads to wins. I think it just leads to more, the losses looking differently. But it's tough to feel like any of this is good for the Browns today. It might be good for them next year. Might be good for them several years after that. But today, it just doesn't feel like any of this is truly good for the Browns in the meantime. 216-474-0092. What you got?
So let me ask you this about losing the locker room. Because with how this season has gone, and particularly when you bring up the Achilles injury to Deshaun Watson, I am of the opinion that this team is going to look drastically different next year. This roster, I think, Nick, is going to go over a ton of turnover between now and when the Browns kick off the 2025 season. Does that change how much the locker room playing for Kevin Stefanski matters this year if that locker room is going to be drastically different next year? Does that change the importance?
Yes, because the guys that have to buy in are the guys who are going to be here, like Miles, like Denzel, like Njoku. And I think, and this is where I was going to go before my ADHD kicked in, I think they like Kevin.
I do too.
But I don't know they love Kevin, and I don't know they play for Kevin. And that is a bit, that doesn't mean they don't respect him. Like, but there are guys that you enjoy personally that you don't hate working for. And then there's people you'd follow to the gates of the hell. like, or hell, as some call it, not the hell. I just like to call it the hell. But no, I don't think Kevin's a follow you to the gates of Valhalla. And I think that's where this season gets really, really sticky really, really quickly here. Let's go with, give me dealer's choice there. What do you want?
Let's go line number one.
Line number one.
Why not?
Yes, you can just say his name. It's Curtis in Cleveland. What's up, buddy?
You could have picked somebody else.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, buddy. What you got?
Man, I've been getting ever since listening to this stuff, man. They want to criticize the quarterback. They even had an offensive line that lost most sacks, dropped most passes, and committed most penalties. What the hell? He had one to be Buzz Bunny. Block, then throw the ball, then run downfield and catch it because Amari Cooper legally can drop passes. He can't catch it. He'd have cost him three games, man. And I'm listening to this stuff. And I know why Stefanski did this. He got an offense. They scored 20 points in 7 games. He said, okay, maybe this dude could do this better than me because I ain't doing it right. He even had his whole offensive line out all year. He just got Nick Chubb back. And I don't understand fans that bet on their team when they got 10 games ago. Because I see 4 teams with 8-8 records. The Patriots, the Raiders, the Ravens. You know, the Seattle Seahawks go to the Super Bowl like that. I just want those bandwagon guys to realize, if you jump back on the bandwagon when they're browsing the playoffs this year, I'm going to rip you.
All right, Curtis, we appreciate you, buddy. That's Curtis, on you. That is 100% on you.
I thought that was a great call.
But which part?
I mean, when he said that he's going to rip us when the Browns are in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, all right. He might be having some of what he's having there. The Browns have lost 5 straight, and Deshaun Watson, his season's over. Not sure if you heard about this, seen about this, have heard about it. What does that mean for the rest of the season? What does that mean for Andrew and Kevin? Daryl Ryder and Andy Bass can talk about it on their podcast. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops after every game. Subscribe to this podcast now at 923thefan.com or the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. We're going to get back to the Brown stuff in the future. Of course, Ross Tucker joining us at 4, but the Cavs are back, and we set that bar for them next on 92.3 The Fan.